John Johnny here. No news right now, but I've got a word from the Lord to share with you. And this is something the Holy Spirit has been on me about all morning. So I have no choice but to share this with you. So I would drop whatever you're doing and pay attention. I'm in Ezekiel 12, which is where he told me to go this morning. And this is down in verse 21, where it talks about a new proverb for Israel. You see, this whole chapter talks about the sign of the coming exile, the signs of the coming exile. And of course, Israel is mocking and scoffing at Ezekiel. And so this is what the Lord has to say to them. And what he instructed me to tell you guys was that this is what the Lord also is saying to the United States of America right now, Mystery Babylon. So instead of a new proverb for Israel, you could just actually substitute America, or Israel and America. And this is what he told me to read to you. Again, a message came to me from the Lord. Son of man, you've heard the proverb they quote in Israel. Time passes and prophecies come to nothing. Now I'm going to stop there for a second. That sounds a lot like what we read in 2 Peter 3, verse 4. Where is the sign promise of his coming, they will ask. Ever since our fathers fell asleep, everything continues as it has from the beginning of creation. The mockers and the scoffers. Verse 3 says, most importantly, you must understand that in the last days, scoffers will come, scoffing and following their own evil desires, the same that was happening in Israel at that time. So, tell the people this is what the sovereign Lord says. I will put an end to this proverb, and you will soon stop quoting it. And I'll give them this new proverb to replace the old one. The time has come for every prophecy to be fulfilled. There will be no more false visions and failing predictions in Israel or America. You could compare that with Make America Great Again, right? Flattering predictions. For I am the Lord. If I say it, it will happen. There will be no more delays, you rebels of Israel, or you could say America. I will fulfill my threat of destruction in your own lifetime. I, the sovereign Lord, have spoken. Then this message came to me from the Lord. Son of man, the people of Israel are saying, he's talking about the distant future. His visions won't come true for a long, long time. Therefore, tell them, this is what the sovereign Lord says. No more delay. I will now do everything I have threatened. I, the sovereign Lord, have spoken. Let me reemphasize that. Verse 28 says, therefore, tell them, this is what the sovereign Lord says. No more delay. I will now do everything I have threatened. I, the sovereign Lord, have spoken. And then to parallel that, he gave me 2 Peter 3, starting in verse 3, really. Through verse 4, about the coming judgment. Most importantly, you must understand that in the last days, scoffers will come, scoffing and following their own evil desires. Where is the promise of his coming, they will ask. Ever since our fathers fell asleep, everything continues as it has from the beginning of creation. Not anymore. Because he's coming. No more delay. He says, I will now do everything I have threatened. I, the sovereign Lord, have spoken. Folks, if you're not right with Jesus Christ, now would be the time, because he's coming back and coming back soon. There is no secret pre-trib rapture. He's coming back one time. There's no chance for those left behind, second chances. You get one. You're either ready or you're not. And he's not going to delay much longer, guys. Look at everything I've been reporting the last few days. The La Palma situation in the Canary Islands. Earthquakes in diverse places. There's volcanoes going off all over the world right now. Wars, rumors of wars. I mean, it's all here. Matthew 24:7 is here. Every bit of it. The pestilences, everything. And now he's telling me in no uncertain terms, and telling you through me, that he's not going to delay anymore. I will now do everything I have threatened. The time has come for every prophecy to be fulfilled. He says this applies to now, this applies to America. And it coincides with 2 Peter 3, 4, about the scoffers and the mockers. They were doing it then in Ezekiel, and they're doing it now. here in the last days. So if you don't know Jesus Christ, now would be the time. No one gets to the Father but through him. But the good news is, all who call upon his name shall be saved. Call upon him today while there's still time. Because we don't know what happens later today, tomorrow. We're not guaranteed any time on this earth. That's why I say prayed up first, prepped up second. We don't know the scenarios that are going to play out, so we can only prep for so many things. But we need to be prayed up in case we just, in case we're just out of here. So prayed up and prepped up. Be ready at all times. All right, that's all I've got for now. God bless. Take care. Johnny Storm, don't speak.